Good evening. My name is Kevin Meyer, and I'm running for the State Senate District L as a Republican. This area, if you're not familiar with it, it is a new area. It's Dowling Road on the north, Huffman on the south, New Seward on the west, and Hillside Drive on the east. This is an area that my wife and I have lived in for about 30 years now, and we have two children, one age 20, one age 13. I've had the privilege of serving you in the State House for over 8 years, which case most of my time was spent on the Finance Committee, last 4 years as the Finance Co-Chairman. Recently, I've had the privilege of serving you in the State Senate, where I diversified a little bit. I was the Majority Leader for 2 years, Legislative Budget and Audit Chairman for 2 years, and the Education Chairman for 4 years. And it was this time as Education Chairman that I think I personally learned the most. For example, with over 50,000 kids in our Anchorage School District, each one learns differently, has a different learning style. And for our teachers to try to tap into that and try to maximize our children's learning abilities, a real challenge. And I had the greatest admiration for our teachers who do teach our kids. But the reality is, what I found out is that most of the classes that we're teaching in education is to prepare kids for college. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that only about half the kids either go to college or want to go to college, which means some of them lose interest. And so fortunately, I've had the privilege of revitalizing vo-technical education by providing a bill that would allow this to be allowed in or provided in our junior highs, as well as funding outside of the foundation formula. So we still have a lot more to do, though, in the area of education, and certainly in resource development, which provides the money for education and the other things that we enjoy here in the great state of Alaska. I appreciate your vote. Thank you.
My name is Bob Lynn, and I'm running for the new District 23 in South Anchorage. I've been working very hard to represent you honestly and effectively and to get good things done. And quite frankly, I think I've done a pretty good job. I'm unopposed in the primary, but in November, I've got a Democrat opponent. She's run against me before. Here's something I want to show you. It's my Bob Lynn contract with Alaska, and it looks like this. You'll get a copy of this contract with Alaska when you get your official election pamphlet sometime after August. It explains where I stand on the issues. You don't have to play guessing games. I've listed 10 Bob Lynn contract items. Can't read it all, no time. But here's number one. Work to get more oil in the pipeline. Fact is, 90% of our revenue comes from oil and is declining 8% a year. That's just plain scary. We're living in a tent in the eye of an economic hurricane. We face economic disaster with a capital D unless something sensible gets done. And I want you to send me back down to Juneau to help address the issue. I'm prepared to put my vote where my mouth is. If you have any questions, please call me at home, 346-4447. This legislator is not afraid to put his name in the phone book. Just look for Bob and Marlene Lynn. The better the communication, the better the representation. Thank you for listening. I want to continue being your representative. I want to continue working to make Alaska the world's best place to live, to work, and to play. And that's why I respectfully request the honor of your vote for Bob Lynn, both in August and in November. Win with Lynn. Thank you and good night.
My name is Lupe Mariquin. I'm part of the Alaska Democratic Party, and I'm running for State House in South Anchorage Hillside, area District 23. I've lived in Anchorage for 36 years, and nearly 15 of those years have been in South Anchorage Hillside, so I know the neighborhood. I'm married, I have two children who grew up here in Anchorage, and I have five beautiful grandchildren. In 2009, I retired from a 30-year career. 24 of those years were spent in public finance, management accounting, and budget analysis. And the other 6 years, I was in charge of running municipal elections. I retired in 2009, so the 2012 election fiasco never would have happened under my watch. I have spent my entire career taking care of the public's money and the public's right to vote. And I would like to take those skills to work for you in Juneau, in the legislature. I'm running for three reasons. Again, the legislature has passed one of the highest budgets in decades. It's unsustainable and it will threaten our future. Two, I'm an advocate for education. It's our community's investment for the future, our children. And three, I'm an advocate for public safety, a vital and responsible public safety program. I've been knocking on doors of my district, and what I've heard from you is that you're concerned about the legislature spending away our future, and the incumbent has voted for every budget every year. My record shows I get things done, I don't just make promises, and that I do an excellent job, not just an okay job. I would like to take those skills to work for you in Juneau. Again, my name is Lupe Mariquin. I'm running for State House in District 23, and I would appreciate your vote.
Hi, my name is Patty Higgins, and I'm running as a Democrat in State House District 24, the Abbott Loop area. When we first started remodeling our home 2 years ago, our district was very different. We used to go all the way from Abbott Road to the University area. Now our district makes sort of a box between Abbott Road and Dowling and the Seward Highway and Service. The Chugach National Forest is our backyard. We weren't a state when I first arrived in Alaska. I actually voted for statehood in Mrs. Joan Hughes's kindergarten classroom in a Quonset hut at Fort Richardson. Life was always exciting as the daughter of an Army helicopter pilot. Nobody else's dad could bring home an ice cooler of snow in the middle of summer so that we could surprise our neighbors with a one-sided snowball fight. Long before we left Fort Richardson, and even though I moved dozens of times before I was 18, I always knew Alaska would be my home. When I met my husband Patrick way back in ninth grade, he had no idea in a few short years he would be skiing down mountains and gold panning in glacial streams. Last week at our 36th wedding anniversary at dinner, we were reminiscing about how our kids grew up in school and what an exciting time that was. Our children started in the brand new Montessori program. Some of their friends went to the Russian immersion, the Japanese immersion, the Spanish immersion program, and some stayed very happily in their neighborhood schools. Our hope is that our 2-year-old grandson and his new brand new baby brother Ari will have an equal renaissance in education when they're ready to start kindergarten in a few years. I decided to run for State House because we need honest representatives who put down roots and are faithful to our communities. I'm Patty Higgins. A vote for me is a vote for you in Juneau.